Janet Hoff in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight: showers, possibly a thunderstorm late, a low of 57. The Kenosha County dive team is searching for a missing man near the mouth of the Pike River at Penoyer Park in Kenosha. The man had been reported missing. He left his dog inside his car, which was found Wednesday parked on Kennedy Drive. Susan Obregon, whose son Andrew eluded police for more than 2 weeks, has pleaded guilty to one count of aiding a felon. Obregon was accused of giving money to her son while he was running from police. In return for her plea, a second count of aiding a felon and one count of obstructing police were dismissed. She'll be sentenced November 25th by Kenosha Circuit Court Judge Michael Wilk. Andrew Obregon remains jailed in Lake County, Illinois, awaiting extradition to Kenosha County to face charges. He's been named as a suspect in the death of a Kenosha man whose body was found in a town of Paris cornfield last month. The Plainfield, Illinois man arrested in Mount Pleasant after allegedly making arrangements to meet a 15-year-old girl who was really an undercover sheriff's office investigator appeared in court today. 52-year-old Joseph Verna has been charged with use of a computer to facilitate a child sex crime, attempted child enticement, attempted second-degree sexual assault of a child under 16, and four counts of possession of child pornography. He's being held in the Racine County Jail on a $50,000 bond. According to court documents, Verna allegedly made arrangements through an internet chat room to meet the teenager at a motel for sex after exchanging messages for several weeks. He's scheduled to return to court next week for a preliminary hearing. Governor Walker has signed the bill that allows the president of the Racine Unified Board of Education to appoint someone to fill a vacant seat on the panel. The bill, sponsored by Caledonia State Representative Tom Weatherston and Racine-Kenosha Area State Senator Van Wongard, was in response to the failed attempt by the board to fill the position left open by the resignation of Lisa Parham. The provision will sunset after the next election. The bill also requires all school districts in the state to create policies for filling board vacancies. Sidewalk replacement will remain with City of Racine property owners through assessment, rather than shifting it to debt service. The Common Council's Committee of the Whole rejecting a proposal to add $355,000 to the Capital Improvement Program budget for 2016. Alderman Jeff Coe said borrowing still impacts taxpayers, so he suggested it go to referendum. Alderman Jim Kaplan said it would give everyone skin in the game, to use his words.
We borrow every year for concrete and for streets, for Portland cement streets. This would just be adding to the process, and it would enable the city to know that they have that income in the year that they're going into, and we would probably get the worst sidewalks repaired.
Alderman Jim Morgenroth suggested the current assessment interest rate be reduced from 6% to 0.5%, and that the payback expanded to 15 years instead of 10. The call for a referendum at a lower interest rate with more payback time on the current assessment method will have to be separate communications through the council. A rezoning request for a downtown residential development was approved this week by the Kenosha City Council, allowing the developer to remove commercial space from the plan. Bear Development originally included some space for storefronts on the first floor of the Fifth Avenue Lofts project on Fifth Avenue at 58th Street, the site of the former Frank Wells Company industrial site. Alderman David Bogdala noted the council was sold on the plan because it included the commercial development. But Mayor Keith Bosman said the plan commission agreed with the developer that commercial development at that site isn't feasible.
We've got so much vacant commercial space on 58th Street now that it didn't make much sense to create more. So we gained a couple of off-street parking spaces and decided that commercial, probably wouldn't work over there.
The revised plan for the Fifth Avenue Lofts includes four fewer units. Alderman told each of the units will be slightly larger than in the original plan. Alderman approved the rezoning on a 12-2 vote. Governor Walker has issued an executive order to lower the American and Wisconsin flags to half-staff, effective at sunrise tomorrow, as a show of respect for senior airman Quinn Johnson Harris, who lost his life in Afghanistan. His funeral service is tomorrow. The 21-year-old graduate of Homestead High School in Mequon was among 11 killed October 2nd when an Air Force C-130 crashed at a base in Afghanistan. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.